So allow the body to settle, elongate the spine. And begin by bringing your awareness to the whole sensation of your body, sitting in the chair, lying on the ground. And allow your body to relax. Now, when you are ready, bring to mind the image of a mountain. Picturing the most beautiful mountain you have ever seen or can imagine. Focusing on the image or just the feeling of this mountain in your mind's eye. Allowing it to come more clearly into view. Noticing its overall shape, the lofty peak in the sky, the large base rooted on the earth, steep or gently sloping sides. Noticing how massive it is. How unmoving. How beautiful, both from afar and up close. Its unique shape and form. Perhaps your mountain has snow at the top and trees on the lower slopes, or one prominent peak, or a series of peaks and a high plateau. However it appears, just sit and breathe with the image of the mountain, observing all its qualities. And when you are ready, see if you can bring the mountain into your body so that your body sitting here and the mountain in your mind's eye become one. So that you become the mountain. Your head becomes the lofty peak, your shoulders and arms the sides of the mountain. Your buttocks and legs, the solid base rooted on your cushion or your chair. Experiencing in your body a sense of uplift from the base of the mountain up through your spine. And with each breath, become more and more a breathing mountain, unwavering in your stillness, completely what you are, beyond words and thoughts, a centered, rooted, unmoving presence. And as the sun travels each day across the sky and light, shadows, and colors are changing virtually moment to moment, the mountain just sits. In the mountain stillness, night follows day and day follows night. Seasons flow into each other. And the weather changes moment by moment, day by day. Calmness abiding all change. In the summer, there's no snow on the mountain, except for maybe on the peak. In the fall, the mountain may wear a coat of brilliant color. In winter, a blanket of snow or ice. In any season, it may change. It may find itself enshrouded in fog or cloud or pelted by sleeting rain. People may come to see the mountain and be disappointed if they can't see it clearly, or they may comment on how beautiful it is. And through all this seen or unseen sun or cloud, in sweltering heat or in freezing cold, the mountain just sits. Solid and unwavering. At times visited by violent storms of snow, rain, and winds of unthinkable magnitude. And through it all, the mountain just sits, unmoved by what happens on the surface. So as we sit holding this image in our minds, we too can embody the same unwavering stillness and rootedness in the face of everything that changes in our own lives over seconds, hours, and years. In our meditation practice and in our lives, we experience the constantly changing nature of mind and body and all the changes in the outer world. We experience our own periods of light and dark. We experience storms of varying intensity and violence in the outer world and in our minds. We endure periods of darkness and pain, as well as moments of joy. Even our appearance changes constantly, like the mountain experiences a weathering of its own. So by becoming the mountain in our meditation, we can touch these qualities of strength and stability, adopting them as our own. We can use its energies to support our efforts to encounter each moment with mindfulness. It may help us to see that our thoughts and feelings, our preoccupations, our emotional storms and cries, and all the things that happen to us are much like the weather on the mountain. We tend to take it personally, but like the weather, it's impersonal. And in holding it in this way, we come to know a deeper silence and wisdom that we may not have thought possible right here within the storm. And mountains have this to teach us if we can come to listen. So in the last moments of this meditation, continue to sit with the image of this mountain, embodying its rootedness, stillness, and majesty until you hear the sound of the bell. Thank you.